We have a full lineup today. We start things off by welcoming in Daylene, the executive director of our local North Platte Habitat for Humanity. Daylene, how's it going?
It's going great. We're just having the best time.
Absolutely. How can you not? How can you not? The weather's starting to cooperate.
Yep.
Almost time to get out and get a little more building done for Habitat for Humanity.
Yep. The guys are over there getting a couple of foundations going. We've got a couple of families that are waiting to get their walls up, and just came off of a successful fundraiser, and we're going into our application period in June. So
now, before we talk about that application period too much here, Daylene, can you give us a recap of how the lip sync battle went, that co-op with the rape and domestic abuse team? How did that turn out earlier this month?
That is such a fun event, and what a great partner RDAP is. We just love working with Jenny and her crew. And we each had three amazing contestants come up and battle it out for the battle belt. Habitat did come out victorious again this year.
Back-to-back year, mentioning.
Yep, our friend Chris Chada, with his rendition of Footloose, brought down the house. So,
wow.
Yeah, he had a couple of great backup dancers helping him out with that tune, And we just had so much fun.
How can you not have fun with an event like that?
And the Playhouse is the perfect place to have that.
Oh, absolutely.
They were great hosts for us and did a great job of helping us with that.
Good. Glad to hear that it went well.
Yep.
We were talking with Chief Hudson, I think, the day of the event about Officer Maduna.
Oh, yes.
How did he perform?
Let me tell you, that was so close. I was really glad we had that decimal meter. Otherwise, you weren't going to be able to tell. I think they came within 1/100th of however the decimal meter measures things, but it was pretty darn close.
Was it a close one?
It was very, very close, and Jay did an amazing job. He and last year's winner, Lisa Sitta,
both working at the North Platte Police Department.
Yes, did a little Dirty Dancing tune. You know the one where he lifts her up in the air, and there's nothing
goodness.
Like seeing Lisa in a dress flying through the air.
Oh, and I guess I'd be a little nervous, but if Jay Maduna's going to be the one catching me, I guess I'd be okay with it.
I'd fly all day if Jay wanted to catch me.
Yeah. Jay might say something about having to catch me, but yeah.
I think he'd give it his best shot. And they're all such good sports.
Yeah.
You know, there was so much talent up on that stage that night. We were thrilled. And we've already started planning next year. So.
That's awesome.
Yep.
That's awesome. Glad to hear. So
yes.
The lip sync competition its second year went very well. A lot of funds raised for our local Habitat and our local RDAP as well. What a great partnership.
Yes. They're amazing. And I just feel blessed every day that we get to work with them.
One of the many great local partners that you're blessed to work with.
Mm-hmm.
And just a partnership that makes sense, too. So
yes,
glad
absolutely.
That worked out. Now, Daylene, we do have the application period opening just in a few short days, right?
Yes. We're going to be taking applications for our next builds starting June 1. We'll be taking applications through the entire month, so right up to 5 o'clock on June 30th. We're doing something different this year that we haven't done in a while. We're doing a couple of informational sessions.
Oh, awesome.
So if people have questions about how the program works, what the criteria is, you know, how to apply, that sort of thing. We've got an informational session set for Thursday, June 3rd.
Okay.
At 6 o'clock.
Okay.
And both of these sessions are going to be out at the West Central Research and Extension Center out on State Farm Road.
Good destination for it.
Yep. Be nice big auditorium that we can social distance if you still need to do that. Our second one is going to be Saturday, June 5th. At 10 a.m. So we're trying to get we're trying to stagger those times so that people can get to one or the other.
Sure. Gives them some options if they're caught up with work or something else.
Yep. So Thursday at 6, Saturday at 10. If you have any questions, maybe you think your kids can apply or your parents qualify, come out, find out about the program, pick up your application ask any questions that you might have, and we'll have folks on hand to help you with that.
And I'm a firm believer that no question is a stupid question.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of great individuals that are going to be on hand to answer any question underneath God's green sky or blue sky.
That's right. That's right. And right. It's not that our process is all that complicated, but there's a lot of wheels.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah. Not that it's complicated, but there's just a lot in the toolbox.
That's right. That's right. Very good. Nicely done.
You see what I did there?
Yeah, I see what you did there. But it is a great program, but we do have some criteria, you know. So
sure.
I think it's important to find that out to make sure that you do qualify. Our application is fairly extensive, and so we want to make sure that you understand all the questions that we're asking and why we're asking these questions and how to get those answered for us.
I think Habitat, one of the most open, honest, and transparent agencies that there are. I don't think we have any agencies that lack any transparency by any means, but I think Habitat does a great job at being open and honest. Everything's right there. It's all an open book.
That's right. We just throw it all out there, and we want you to understand how the process works because in the end, you're going to be a homeowner, and we want you to be successful.
Yep.
And we have the 400 hours of sweat equity time that we want to make sure that everybody understands how that works.
Yep.
We want to talk about our homeowner education classes and how those ease that transition from renter to possible homeowner for you. So there's a lot of things that we can talk about and answer questions about, and we're eager to do that. Again, this is something we haven't done in a while, this informational session, and we hope that it'll be pretty successful. We've had a lot of RSVPs so far.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah.
Daylene, is there anything else you'd like to add on behalf of Habitat for Humanity?
No, I think I've covered it. Hey, if anybody wants to get out in this beautiful, sunshiny weather ahead of the storms that are coming, come on out and help the guys. They're working up there on Buffalo Bill and 17th Street, and they'd sure welcome a hand.
Donations always appreciated, rather that be time, talent, or treasure, and this is one way that you can donate time, possibly talent. If you don't have the talent, you can learn.
You can learn. We can teach anybody how to build a house, believe it or not.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, Daylene, while we have you in the studio, is it okay if we talk a little bit about the Chamber of Hostesses that you're also a member of?
Sure.
You're the president, I believe, right?
I am, yeah.
I wanted to bring this up because while we had you in the studio, and we're putting Daylene on the spot here, but she has a background in radio, so she's used to it. So, Daylene, Chamber Hostesses, you were in attendance at the city council meeting last Tuesday and the prior council meeting representing the Chamber Hostesses organization.
Yes, sir.
And what are your thoughts on how things are turning out? Primarily, I think you were there representing the hostesses on the mall project.
Yes, the Chamber Hostesses' mission is to support the North Platte Chamber of Commerce. Mm-hmm. And we all know what the Chamber does. It brings businesses in here. It makes for a successful community, and the hostesses are behind that 100%. This mall project has all kinds of good written all over it, and we wanted to make sure that the city council and the mayor and the city administrator knew that we understood the value of that project and how important it is to this community. Tristan, there are so many exciting things going on.
That we don't even know about.
Some that we don't even know about, but gosh, aren't we excited?
Mm-hmm.
And that the Chamber is always working on behalf of North Platte. But we had a good majority of our hostesses come that night.
Yes.
I believe there were 41 people that spoke that night. I can't remember the number.
Yeah,
but
there were more in attendance.
Yes, but a lot of them were hostesses. And not that I want to categorize us in any way, but we're great shoppers, you know?
I don't think anybody would disagree with that.
No, and what an amazing opportunity to really bring our mall into the modern age and do the same thing that a lot of communities across Nebraska are doing. Let's get behind it.
Did you bring up, when you addressed the council and the mayor and the city administrator and city attorney, did you bring up that you attended a comedy routine at what's now the Ramada?
Yes.
Could you share that story with our listeners if you don't mind? I thought that was fascinating. Cracked me up at home.
Oh, good. So back in the early 80s, where the Ramada is now, used to be the Holiday Inn, and they had a very popular lounge. called the Brass Latch, and it used to bring comedians in on Thursday night. So the first time that my husband and I ever went to that, they had a comedian that started out his routine with, "Hey, I went to your mall today, both stores."
If he could only see it now.
Yes.
And if he could only see it a year from now, too.
Yes. And you know, I thought that was kind of funny because really not much has changed in the last 40 years. And, no. And that's what we're really looking for is change in something that is so central to our community.
Absolutely. You know, so. Central in more ways than one.
In more ways than one, yes.
Daylene, we appreciate you coming in with both of the hats that you wear this morning.
Yes, and, thank you.
We've got the other ones in the car, I guess, if we ever need to grab them, too.
Yeah, we do. We carry them in the back.
Daylene, always a blessing to have you in the studio. Look forward to seeing you in June.
Thank you so much.
More coming up on Mugs of the Morning after a quick break on Husker Radio's KODY.